or just like the night that I prayed for Johnny Brumfield. I had to do that in faith, and then I had to grab him by the hand and jerk him up out of there. And when I did, God hit those legs and completely healed him. Now then, when we went to give his testimony out of GLC, I had a plane load of three or four people from Louisiana, four of them, I think it was, whatever, and Dave and I. And we had to land down here south of Dallas because they had the biggest storm in Odessa that day. We were going out. We had the cameras ready. We were going to make their testimonies. And we got about halfway, and we landed in an IFR conditions down here south of Dallas. And then I said, boy, the weather computer showed some of the most devastating storms out there in Odessa. So I called them when I landed. I called them. I said, how's the weather out there? He said, oh, Thurman, I'm glad you called. Don't come out today. He said, there's hailstones as big as 3 and 4 inches falling. He said, it's raining like crazy. He said, there's cars on downtown Main Street that the only thing sticking out is the top. He said, cars are completely flooded with water. He said, this is the worst rain. He said, our building water's blowing in around the doors, under the door sills. He said, we ain't never had this kind of leak in our life. He said, the wind is blowing. He said, whatever you do, don't come out here today. Well, so while I was sitting there, Johnny was sitting there, and I noticed him getting a little antsy or something. I said, Johnny, what's wrong? He said, well, Thurman, I can walk great, but he said, I got pain in my legs. I said, pain in your legs? Why? How long you had this? He said, well, ever since you prayed for me, I've always had a little pain, but said I can walk and run and play. I'm happy like I am. I said, well, you don't have to have pain either. I didn't know you had pain. So I knelt down in that little terminal down there, and I laid my hands on him, and I asked this question, or made this statement. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said I can ask anything in your name. Didn't he say that? I said, so Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to take every one of them stainless steel bolts and rods in Johnny's legs and turn them back into flesh and bone. So they'll be perfect, so he'll have no pain. I said, thank you, Lord. It's done. He has no pain. I said, now, Johnny, stand up and walk. He stood up and he walked around. He said, Thurman, I have absolutely not a pain nowhere. And as far as I know, the last time I talked to him, he had never had another pain. Now, I have seen the Lord many times. Praise the Lord. I have seen the Lord several times in my life, people that have had stainless steel rods in their back that could bend this far and no more. And I've asked the Lord to turn those rods into flesh and bone. And then I've seen the Lord do exactly that. And I've seen those people able to just bend over and touch the floor with their hands instantly. I mean, after all, who do we serve?
The King.
The King. Now, I want you to see under in the new covenant here in Ephesians 3:20. I want you to see what he says you can do under the new covenant. What he can do under the new covenant. He can do it under the old covenant, but now unto him that is able to do what? Exceedingly. Now, not just a little bit. Now, AA, he could have started that truck for you.
That's right.
Just like me, I've done that a lot of times, but you're just like me, you're going to get it.
Right.
Now, unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power. According to the power that what? Worketh in us. One day I was walking down a center aisle like this, quoting that verse in a healing school. And the Lord spoke to me. This is clear. Isn't it amazing how you can be thinking or doing something else totally, and God can just talk to you and you know he's talking to you? I quoted that, and he said, how much of that power is in you? How much is in you? That's what I told him. Now unto him that is able to exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. He said, son, how much of that power is in you? I said, all of it. Oh, he said, no. It ain't all in there. He said, if you had it all in there, there would be no limitations of what you could do. I said, what is it? He said, the power that's in you is the Word. More of the Word you have in you, the more power is available to you. I said, Lord, then if I memorize and learn and get more and more and more scriptures hidden in my heart, he said, you'll become more and more powerful for me in my service. That makes it almost worthwhile to study, doesn't it? See, now somebody said, how long did it take? Well, I hope it don't take you as long as it did me. I studied the Word of God 5 to 15 hours a week religiously for 10 years before God ever spoke to me the first time. And then He spoke. And boy, that whetted my appetite to study it more. And I've studied it more and more and more. And of course, this week I've been working so hard, I haven't studied a lot. This week I didn't really do. In fact, Dave told me last week when we were out at GLC, I didn't have anything to do but read the Word, rest, and teach. I didn't do nothing. Dave said, Thurman, when you're here, we're either mowing the grass, just like this morning. I got up this morning and mowed the grass out here, took another tractor and graded the road. I done all those things before y'all got here today. You know, so the road was a little worse than I wanted it to be. The grass, I didn't know how many people would come. I wanted to make sure I had plenty of places to park. So I had a little parking area out there that's all grass. It growed up real tall. I thought, well, I'll get the big mower and I'll get out there and I'll mow all that. Dave said, when I was at Hobbs, New Mexico last week, he said, you didn't have no tractors to worry about, no mowing to worry about. It was just you and God. You either rested or you was down in the cafeteria reading, studying the Word. And he said, boy, on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night, he said, those were three of the most anointing times I ever heard you speak. Now, see, isn't that amazing? When you're reading the Word a lot during the day and you're studying the Word, you're putting more and more and more of that power in you, right, young lady? And the more of that power you get in you, then if you just think, if you and I had the entire Word of God locked in our heart, then what could we do? Now to Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can think or imagine. So whenever you got a truck that won't start, you can speak to it in the name of Jesus and it will work. It will start. I mean, it's just amazing what you can do. Nothing will be impossible with you as a son or a daughter of God. Absolutely nothing. I mean, God can do anything. I mean, I think one night when I had a fuel pump break on my Toyota in Granbury, Texas, my car quit. I pulled off to the side of the road. God was He was training me, teaching me how to walk by faith because I didn't know how to do this. Anyway, I pulled over and took the gas line out. Told my wife, I said, honey, turn it over. She turned the starter over and nothing came out. I said, oh, shucks. Here I am at Granbury on Friday night at 9 o'clock in a foreign car with a broke fuel pump. Now that didn't sound like much faith, did it? I said, Lord, what am I going to do? Now how many of y'all know that you talk to God and He's always listening? I mean, you ask Him and you don't dream He's there, do you? Especially sometimes when you get all mad. If you're mad and you're fussing at God, He's there listening. But when I said, Lord, what am I going to do? I never dreamed He'd talk to me. But He said, son, did I not say in my word you could ask for anything and I'd do it for you? I said, well, yes, Lord, you did. He said, well, what do you need? I said, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to pump enough gas for this car to run 50 miles an hour till I get my wife and my children home. I said, Lord, tomorrow I'll put a new fuel pump on it in the name of Jesus. And He did. I put the gas line back on, put the air cleaner on, shut the hood, turned around, picked up a phone. I said, pay phone right there. I said, Mom, called Mom. I said, we're having a little car trouble, but I said, got it all taken care of now. I said, we'll be home about 2 hours. She said, son, you sure everything's okay? I said, yes, Mom, everything's fine now. Hung the phone up. I put my tools in the back, shut the hood, slid in on the seat, reached for the key. My wife said, what are we going to do? I said, we're going home. She said, I thought you said the fuel pump don't work. I said, it don't. And I hit the key. And it started. And then I had that battle between me and the enemy. You heard her say, what happened? You know, well, not only did the enemy, the car didn't miss a lick. But the enemy started talking to me. He said, now you don't really think God's going to pump gas for an old wicked boy like you? You don't really think He'd do something for an old wicked critter like you? See, we remember all our past sins, don't we? Oh, and that old devil say, you know, you remember what you did when you were 13? You remember what you did when you were 19? You know God wouldn't do something good for an old wicked critter like you? But see, we ain't wicked no more, are we? We washed in the blood. We're children of the King. That's the beautiful part. That's the part you got to get over. I am not that wicked critter. I'm not that sinner. I'm not that unworthy sinner saved by grace. I used to be unworthy, and I was a sinner saved by grace. But now I'm a son of the King of the universe. I'm a joint heir with the King. And all His promises belong to me. And they belong to you. All of them. And so, anyway, I cranked that little car up and backed it out there, and that devil come against me, and we start pulling down that highway, and I drive 35 miles an hour till I get out there where the speed limit's 55, and it's running perfect. So I get out there, and I kick it down, and I get on that, and I gets up to 50 miles an hour, and that's all it'll run, 50. Yeah, I thought, what is this? The Lord, it's running perfect. And so then I come to a nice long hill in high gear, and I just put it down, and man, I topped that hill at 50 miles an hour. And I thought, well, okay, I'll pick up some speed on the way down. I put it on the floorboard. When I got to the bottom of the hill, I was running 50. I said, now, wait a minute, Lord, this don't make no sense at all. I said, I'm an engineer by trade. It takes a whole lot more gas to go up that hill at 50 than it does to go down that hill at 50. I said, Lord, what's the deal here? He said, son, I am a God of faith. You ask for 50, that's all you're going to get. Now, what are you going to get? What you ask for in faith. Now then, if you can have faith to believe Him for something big, did He say He can do exceedingly abundantly above all you can think or imagine? I mean, that was almost beyond your imagination that day, young lady, that He could take that crippled MS body of yours and completely heal it, wasn't it? Amen. In other words, you're a daughter of the King now. You've got it. Now then, she's learned how the battle works now. So everybody needs to know that. You know, you need to realize that it is God's will to heal you every time once you have repented of all sin. Then, I mean, but the enemy, he will tell you it ain't going to happen. I mean, I remember whenever, I'm trying to think of that lady's name we had at our church that preached there. Dotson, yeah, Emily Dotson. Miss Emily Dotson, when she was 53 years old, Miss Emily had already had a dozen surgeries. And now she's at 53 years of age, she has lupus, and the doctor says, Miss Emily, we can do surgery one more time, and it may extend your life about 6 months. But other than that, that's all we can do. Probably within 6 months with the surgery, you'll be dead, and without it, you may live another month or so.
We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Leave a Jesus Trail, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.